Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Well, it's actually 53-39 as Mountain Home will get the ball to start this final period. I'll tell you what, Jake Bolin, who was had a monstrous first half, was kept quiet in that third quarter, but didn't seem to matter. Kyler Morris really picked up the slack. He has 13 of his 18 points in that third quarter alone. Right now, but I tell you again, Mountain Home played a much better quarter in the third than they did the first half. But again, Tech is right there answering just about everything they can. Gilbert will take the inbound pass from Ellison, and we're backing away for these last 8 minutes. Oh, boy, I tell you, that's just unfortunate. An unforced turnover as McGee just mishandles the pass. And it goes out of bounds. That is Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. Green County Tech with four so far tonight. We are 10 seconds into this final period. Here is Bolin throwing it over on the right side to Wilkerson. Now up top to Morris. Over to Knoll, back up top to Morris, over to Wilkerson on the right. Up top to Morris once again, back over to Wilkerson. Down the corner goes to Bolin. Up top to Morris. Back over to Wilkerson, once again to Morris, between the circles. He finds Bolin at the elbow, back over to Wilkerson. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side, will not go. And the rebound's tapped to Reed Ellison, and back come the Bombers. 7:19 left to play in this game. Here's Gilbert drilling down towards the low block. About lost his footing, now kicks out to Ellison, over to McGee, now to Proctor in the right corner. Throws it to Jones near the top. Now he'll give it to McGee. Back over to Gilbert on the left. Down to Ellison in the corner. Ellison's going to drill down into lane. Going in for the reverse, kind of a reverse layup. It can't get it to go, but he draws contact from Wilkerson. And Reed Ellison will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight. That is Hunter Wilkerson's first personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against the Golden Eagles here in this second half. 7:02 left to play in this game. As Ellison's first free throw is up and in. That's his first point of the night. 1 more free throw for Ellison. Second shot is up. Will not go. He gets 1-2. The offense rebound by Jones. He goes in for a reverse layup. It rolls around and goes in. Matt Jones with 14 points. 53-42. Tech leading it with 6:50 left to play in this game. Pass was knocked away, but Wilkerson's able to get it. Throws over to Knoll on the right side. Cross court to Morris. Ooh, almost too high for him, but he's able to get another cross court pass to Knoll. Now down to Smith on the low block, up top to Wilkerson. He finds Bolin at the elbow. Over to Knoll on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Smith. Throws it up top to Morris. Back over to Knoll. Back once again to Morris. Now to home in a 2-3 zone right now. Back ball goes over to Wilkerson on the left side. Back up top to Morris. Over to Bolin on the right elbow. Now near the top to Knoll. Knoll will give it to Wilkerson. Back to Knoll. Back over to Wilkerson. Now finds Bolin. Now over to Knoll on the right side. Now to Bolin. He's going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. Will not go. Offensive rebound again for George Smith. Throws out to Morris on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. But Bolin gets the tip in. Well, you cannot give Green County Tech that many chances, because they will take advantage of it. Jake Bolin with 16 points, 55-42. Back comes Mountain Home. Almost coughed the ball up, but Gilbert's able to get it. Now he's fouled in the lane, and so Mountain Home will inbound on the baseline with 5:42 left to play. Cash Burnett's going to check back in, replacing George Smith. I'm not sure that, okay, that foul is on Jared Knoll. It's his first personal foul, team foul number 5. Against the Golden Eagles. Gilbert takes the inbound pass in the left corner. He's going to drill out to the wing. He's going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 20 points. 55-44. Green County Tech leading. And, boy, they just turned it right back over. An unforced turnover. Call. I believe that was a carrying call against, I think it was against Bolin. That is Tech's fifth turnover of the night. Comes with 5:28, and Mountain Home has a chance to take this margin back to single digits with this possession. Jones inbounds it to Gilbert from the far sideline. Gilbert gets it across the timeline, gives it to McGee on the right side, back to Gilbert there on the wing. Gilbert's going to set up the offense. Now he's going to drill down towards the elbow. He's going to pull up for another jumper with two defenders on him. It bounces around and finally drops in. Gilbert with 22 points, and it's a 9-point margin all of a sudden with 5 minutes left to play. Now Bolin's being double-teamed, kicks out to Noel. Back over to Bolin. Once again, being double-teamed, gives Noel once again. Back to Bolin, now to Morris in the right corner. His three-pointer bounces around, will not go, and Gilbert gets the rebound. And he has a chance to make this a 7, possibly a 6-point game. Here's Gilbert going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! And all just like that, it is a 2-possession game. And boy, and Greene County Tech is going to call timeout. We'll break with 4:42 left to play in this game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 55-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, I tell you what, this has been quite a comeback for Mount Home. They were down over 20 at one point in this game. It was like 22. Now, all of a sudden, it's a 2-possession game. They trail 55-49 with 4:42 left to play in this game. Jake Bolin inbounds it to Hunter Wilkerson. Now he's being double-teamed as he gets into the front court, kicks it out to Bolin. Back over to Wilkerson. It's a 2-3 zone, which they're doing a lot of trapping for Mountain Home. Wilkerson gives it to Bolin. Back to Wilkerson up at the top. Over to Morris on the right side. Now Morris dribbles away from his defender, Wyatt Gilbert. 4:20 left. Ball goes to Wilkerson. Now to Bolin. Now back over to Morris on the right side. Down the corner it goes to Burnett. Up top now to Wilkerson. Back over to Morris on the right. Cross court to Noel on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer and gets it. Jared Noel with 8 points. And it's back to a 9-point margin, 58-49. Here's Jones with the ball up at the top. He's going to drill it to the right elbow. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now kicks out to McGee on the right wing. Gives it to Gilbert just inside the half-court line. 3:45 left. 58-49 our score. Gilbert gives it to McGee in the right corner. McGee is going to find Ellison on the left wing. Down to Proctor in the corner. His three-pointer good! Luke Proctor with 7 points. 58-52. Back to a two-possession game. Excuse me. 6-point game. 3:25 left to play in this game. Here is Morris with it up top. By the way, I was mistaken. It was Mountain Home that called that timeout right after Gilbert hit that three earlier. They've got two left, and Tech's got four. Here is Bolin. Now gives it to Burnett. Over to Morris on the left side. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer, and he gets it. Boy, he has been deadly tonight. He has 21 points this evening, 61-52. And back comes Green, front comes Mountain Home. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this game. Here is Gilbert with it on the left side. Now gives it to Ellison on the right. Now McGee has it there near the corner, and now he's going to dribble out a little more to the wing. Now dribbles up to the top, gives it to Proctor on the left, down to Jones in the corner. Pass to Ellison in the right corner. He's going to go in for the layup. Can't get it to go. Looks like he's trying to draw some contact. No call. And Tech comes up with the rebound, but now they throw it away as Gilbert comes up with the steal, and he's going to be fouled from behind, a reach-in foul on Hunter Wilkerson. That is Wilkerson's second personal foul, and I believe that's the I believe it's supposed to be the seventh team foul. Chris Matusiak, no, I guess not. It's the sixth team foul. Chris Matusiak checks in as Ellison goes in. He was walking a little gingerly after that layup attempt. Here Gilbert takes inbound pass on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Morris. 61-52. Tech with the ball in the lead. 2:19 left. Morris throws it to Bolin on the left side. Now Bolin's going to dribble down toward the lane. Now kicks it to Burnett. Over to Morris on the right. Morris will take the screen. Now throws it to Bolin on the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now he's about to be met by a double team. Now throws it to Noel. Noel's going to dribble in the corner. Now goes out to the wing. Gives it to Wilkerson. Wilkerson has his pass knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mount Sonoma. I think that is the right call. And it will be Golden Eagle basketball, but not before Mountain Home takes a timeout. We'll break with 1:49 left to play. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 61-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It's Greene County Tech's basketball coming out of the timeout with 1:49 left to play in the game. Mount Home took that timeout, so they're out of full timeouts. They have 1:32 timeout left. Greene County Tech with 3 full timeouts and 1:30 remaining. Inbound pass goes to Morris. He is immediately being double teamed. Now kicks it to Bolin. Now up top to Wilkerson. Back over to Morris on the right side. He's being double teamed once again. Now throws it to Noel on the left. Noel's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks back out to Morris. Once again being met by a double team. Now kicks it over to Noel once again. Noel's been met by a double team. Now finds Bolin. Back over to Wilkerson. Now to Noel. Over to, Bolin. Now Morris has on the right side. Over to Bolin. Right now they're just playing keep away, trying to milk as much of this clock as they can. And now Mountain Home's called for the foul. That's just a second team foul, so they got 4 more to give before Tech's in the bonus. 1:18 left to play. That's why Gilbert picks up his 3rd personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Bombers. Again, 1:18 left, 61-52. Golden Eagles leading it. Morris takes an inbound pass in the backcourt, and he's fouled by Matusiak. That is Matusiak's 1st personal foul, 3rd team foul against Mountain Home. So still 3 more fouls to give before a bonus situation for the Golden Eagles. Bolin inbounds on the near sideline, gets in to Noel. Noel's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks out to Morris. Morris met by a double team, and he's fouled once again. Matusiak picks up his 2nd personal foul, 4th team foul against Mountain Home with 1:12 left. So it remains a 3-possession game right now. Bolin inbounded on the far sideline, gets into Morris in the corner. Morris finds Burnett in the paint. Now kicks up top to Noel. Over to Bolin. Now Bolin's fouled by Luke Proctor. That is Proctor's 2nd personal foul. That's the 5th team foul, so 1 more foul to give for Mountain Home. Bolin will inbound it, and he can't get it to anyone in, so he's going to quickly call timeout. We'll break with 1:06 left to play. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 61-52. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about 3 important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, Jake Bolin had trouble finding someone open on the inbound pass, so he quickly called timeout, and the Golden Eagles took their last 30-second timeout of the game. They still have all 3 of their full timeouts remaining. Mountain Home with 1 30-second timeout left, and that is it. 106 left to play in this game. It is Greene County Tech inbounding it, leading 61-52. Bowen will inbound it to Morris in the backcourt. And there's the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put the Golden Eagles in the bonus. Chris Matusiak picks up his third personal foul. Bowen will inbound it once again on the far sideline. And he gets in to Morris in the backcourt. Now Morris dribbles to the left wing, kicks it out to Noel on the right, up top to Bowen, over to Morris. Morris about to be met by a double team, and there's the foul that puts the Golden Eagles in the bonus. Luke Proctor picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So a 1-1 opportunity for Kyler Morris. This will be his first trip to the line tonight. He has 21 points so far this evening with 52.8 seconds left. Kyler Morris' first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Well, that could be a big miss. Gilbert quickly back the other way, throws it to Jones. Jones quickly puts up the three at the top, misses everything. Luke Proctor saves it in, but right into the hands of Hunter Wilkerson, and back come the Golden Eagles, and there's another foul as another 1-1 coming up for Greene County Tech with 39 seconds left. Luke Proctor picks up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Bombers. So Jake Bowen at the free throw line, where so far he is 2-for-2 with 16 points. Again, this is going to be another 1-1 for the Golden Eagles with exactly 39 seconds left on the clock. First free throw is up. No good. Another front end, but missed. But this time, Greene County Tech gets offense rebound, and so Mount Home's going to have to foul again. Jake McGee picks up his second personal foul. This will be the ninth team foul, so this will be the last 1-1 that Tech shoots tonight. And it'll be by LB Cash Burnett at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 6 points so far this evening, and he hits the front end, so he does earn the bonus. And that makes it a 4-possession game, a lot tougher task for the Bombers. Second shot is up. No good. He gets 1-2. Matt Jones gets the rebound, and Tech leads by 10 with 32 seconds left as Gilbert's into the front court, gives it to McGee on the right side. McGee drills up to the top. 28 seconds left. Gilbert with it on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. No good. And he's called for the offensive foul. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his fourth personal foul as the 10th team foul. That does put Greene County Tech in the double bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. And that is also the 7th turnover of the night against the Bombers. Here is Morris. He's going to be fouled by Wyatt Gilbert, and he is done for the night. Wyatt Gilbert is going to head to the bench with his 5th personal foul with 21.3 seconds left. So he finishes tonight with 25 points. So Wyatt Gilbert will have to head to the bench before Kyler Morris shoots his 2 free throws. And so they're using up all the 30 seconds that they're allotted. And it looks like it's going to be Dodge Harris coming into the game for Mountain Home. Dodge Harris, a junior for the Bombers. And so Dodge Harris and Reed Ellison both checking in, replacing Wyatt Gilbert and Matt Jones. There's 21.3 seconds left. So Kyler Morris at the free throw line, where so far he's 0 of 1 with 21 points. Gets the first free throw here. So one more free throw coming up for Kyler Morris. Second shot will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Jake McGee. 63-52. Tech leading it. Here's Proctor dribbling to the elbow. Throws up top to Matusiak. Matusiak's dribbling into lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Bowen. And Tech's going to be content to drill out these last few seconds, and that's going to do it. Well, I'll tell you what, it was a good attempt on a comeback for Mountain Home, but Tech did what they had to do to get to put some distance, further distance between them, and get the 11-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Greene County Tech, 63-52. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!